You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. Children with autism often have trouble speaking. Some never learn to talk. So that means other ways of communication are key for many with an autism spectrum disorder.
Body language, gestures, pictures, whatever it is.
That's Christian Denise, a dance choreographer who's debuting a completely original piece tonight, right here on the campus of the Interlochen Center for the Arts. It's a piece inspired by the work his mother does with autistic children in California, and it's dedicated to one young woman in particular.
And one, two, three, four, five, six, and one.
It's about a week out from the show, and Christian Denise is counting out steps with his dancers.
One, two, three, four, five.
Dancers roll on the floor before exiting the stage. Some dance duets, one partner leading the other and manipulating their body, all done without making eye contact. It's a style of movement that Christian Denise says imitates how teachers and students work at his mother's school. He did research there recently.
I watched the kids. I watched how they kind of move around, and I used a lot of their movement, you know, kind of to simulate the movement that I'm using in the piece.
His mother is a special education teacher who works with autistic children. A lot of her work is helping students with autism learn to communicate through nonverbal means. Denise says the connection to dance is obvious.
We're a nonverbal art form where we don't use our words, we use our bodies and the music and other means to communicate, to connect to people.
Denise says his mother has one student who stands out in particular, Lauren. She's 22 now, and Denise is dedicating the piece to her.
She's kind of become part of our family. I've kind of like grown up with her, coming over on weekends and just seeing the way that my mom connects to somebody who doesn't have that ability to connect to the outside world in the normal means.
The piece is arranged following some of the emotional ups and downs that children with autism feel while learning to communicate. Denise says it can be frustrating for both students and teachers. In the middle part of the performance, the main emotion is agitation.
I try to get the dancers to get agitated and feel what that must feel like, to like want to say something and just not be able to.
The piece is 16 minutes long, soft and slow at times, and loud and quick at others.
Personally challenging for me in terms of stamina. It's long and a lot of dancing, which is exciting. It feels like I've been pushed past my pre-existing breaking point in terms of stamina.
Olivia Schaefer is with Dance Works, a professional troupe from Chicago that's dancing in the show with Interlochen students. Schaefer says there are other challenges too beyond the physical, like trying to translate feeling into movement.
It's a discovery for all of us to sort of feel what it feels like in those movements, to explore the concept of disconnect and connect with autism. So in a way, we're kind of like forming empathy about what it would be like to, you know, be in the shoes of someone who is autistic.
The subject goes beyond autism. It's really about communication, according to Schaefer. She says she hopes the audience takes away one thing in particular.
I think what I want them to leave with is an idea that there is more than one way to communicate. So for people with autism, they have to get creative and think of other ways to communicate that works in their circumstance.
The performance is Friday and Saturday at the Interlochen Center for the Arts, far away from Christian Denise's mom's school in California. But Denise hopes that one day his friend Lauren, his mother's student, might be able to experience the piece.
I would love to be able to sit down with her when I go home and watch it with her. And I think just watching the movement and the music will move her. And I know she won't understand maybe what it's all about, but just to see, you know, just to have that moment with her, I think she'll really enjoy.
For now, Denise must focus his dancers on presenting some of Lauren's experience on stage.